be really melodic, surprisingly. Even the stuff that's very odd tends to be grounded in melody. And my approach to percussion is also really focused on melody. So I think that would be surprising for folks. And it touches, the music goes in a lot of different directions. So I think we're going to be playing, we haven't decided set list totally, but for Monday at in Hudson at TSL, I think we're going to be playing an arrangement of Mad Rush by Philip Glass, which is a solo piano piece that we're doing, split up between and scored between vibraphone and bassoon. And then we'll be playing some original pieces of mine that Rachel has helped arrange for this duo format. They were originally scored for other things, but we found them to work quite well. And some of those, some of the music you could hear on my, for instance, at the Loop 243 page would be Zodiac Dust is one of the pieces that we plan to play. And so people could check that out. And but then it goes into a little bit more an odd world too, where I'm playing kalimba through a microphone and an octave pedal with tape delay, and you know, pitched with pitched gongs, and Rachel is doing sort of sub harmonics and creating an entirely sort of alien space. So there's and then there's a, you know, there's a work for just a very lyrical work by our friend Padma Newsome, who is the main composer from Clogs, which is where Rachel and I, you know, started working together. That's it's just a really lovely song for bassoon with piano. So I think there's, I guess what I'm getting to, I think there's a really nice contrast, but it's even though there are odd things for sure, but it's very approachable because it's quite melodic. So I don't know. I think people will enjoy it, and we're excited to share the music.
Absolutely, yeah. Please come check it out and tell us what you like. That we thrive on playing for people. It's so much more interesting. It's first of all, it's more fun to play with Tom. So when I get together to rehearse with Tom, we're having fun already. But when we get to play for people, whether it's visiting schools or working with students or playing for audiences around, that's really the most fun. That's where it's at for musicians. We couldn't do it if we didn't have people coming to check out the music live. It's not enough for us to know that people just stream things on Spotify. we crave that live interaction, because there's a different feeling in the space when there are people engaging with your music in person in the room. So it's really special. And I don't know if we've said it's at 7 o'clock. It's a little early. It's at 7 o'clock because it's a Monday night. So nothing special you need to do. Just come.
Just make sure you're there early instead of showing up at 8 or 9, which you might at some venues, right?
Yeah, could I just add that I'm really honored to be doing this show on Monday. It kind of came together relatively late because a friend of ours works at Time and Space Limited and told us about it. And Linda and Claudia, the artists who run it, my friend warned me, it's a really busy season. This is their 50th anniversary celebration. They ran this first in New York City, in the city, for about 20 years, and now they've been about 30 years up in Hudson. So it's a busy, extra busy season with exhibitions and movies, and they said the Met HD opera streaming is going to be starting soon, so plus shows on top of that. So
they've been doing,
thrilled to be squeezed into the schedule here.
Yeah, TSL's been doing a little more shows lately. They had Leah Bertucci and Ben Vita a couple weeks ago, and lots of different experimental musicians coming to TSL now, too. So we're going to go out with, you guys sent us over some tracks. We're going to play Rachel's Bed and Rest and the Loop 243 track Zodiac Dust that you talked about. Do you guys need to set those pieces up at all for listeners?
Bed and Rest, you're going to hear the quartet version with Clogs. That's Padma Newsome. I think he's on viola in this one. Bryce Desner on guitar, Tom Kozumflik on percussion, and I'm playing bassoon. And on Monday, Tom and I are going to play it, as Tom mentioned, bassoon and piano version.
And that's Bryce Desner from The National?
That's right.
Yes.
And Tom, do you need to set up the Zodiac Dust song?
I don't think so. We'll just let people take off.
Make their own decisions, yes. All right. We've been talking with the EK Duo that's performing at TSL in Hudson on Monday, October 16th. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and good luck with the show.
Thanks so much for having us, Tom. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Matthew Whitney Harrington, Camp Hill Hudson Community Dinner Return. Come one, come all. Community Dinner is back at Camp Hill Hudson on Tuesday, September 5th at 5:30 p.m. in evening time at our Solaris building at 360 Warren Street, Hudson, New York. Calm Experience Community Meal. New people and old friends over a fresh prepared meal with lovely vegetables meal by local volunteers. We'd be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to the Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acreck, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm still a student, and I'm from New York. And it's just far.
Yeah, just me and Jada today. But we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Hooray!
We're often joined by our friends Adelia, Claire, Fatia, and Georgia, and sometimes other folks. But today it's just me and Jada.
So far, at least.
Yeah, maybe someone will join us later. Wouldn't that be so lovely? Before we start talking about books, we want to remind listeners that we are in the fall pledge drive for WGXC, and we're encouraging everyone out there listening to become a supporter of WGXC, support hands-on, community, creative radio, youth radio, shows like Bound by Books, and just in general, having really unique and diverse content on the radio. It's pretty special. We love our community radio station, WGXC. And we're encouraging listeners out there to become monthly supporters to invest in community radio with a recurring donation of your choosing. Our current sustaining monthly supporters give everywhere from $5 a month to $300 a month. So it's really whatever amount fits your budget and your desired donation amount. And you can set up the monthly donations online at wgxc.org/donate. It's pretty simple to set up. If you're not feeling up for a monthly donation, you could do a one-time donation as well. That's the way that you like to donate. That is fine and wonderful and welcome. But our goal for this pledge drive is to get new sustaining donors, or for current sustaining donors to increase their donations to help us reach our overall goal of having $5,000 per month of sustaining support. So these are donations that the station can count on month to month throughout the year so that they can confidently pay their bills to keep WGXC on the air. So currently we have around 300 monthly supporters, and we're hoping that maybe somebody out there will join the bunch and help us get closer to our goal.
And you guys, we know that you like us, otherwise we probably wouldn't be doing this. So just show your support in other ways by just listening, because if you don't support, then there might not be anything left for you guys to listen to. Just saying.
Yeah, so please go to wgxc.org/donate or give a call to 518-697-7400 if you need help making your donation, if you want more information about what your donation supports. I'm sure the team at Wave Farm WGXC will be glad to answer any questions. And WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, which is a 501c3 nonprofit arts organization. So your contributions are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. And if we're able to reach our goal of $5,000 a month in support, one of the benefits, in addition to being able to have a financially sustainable community radio station, in addition to that, we'll also be able to eliminate on-air pledge drives like this and keep the radio focused on all the good stuff. Not that supporting your radio station is not the good stuff, but let's be honest, you want to hear us talking about books, not about raising funds. So go to wgxc.org/donate to make your donation, either one time or recurring, or you can call 518-697-7400. But thank you so much to all of our current sustaining donors, all of the future sustaining donors, as well as all of our listeners out there. We really appreciate everyone for their support, whether financial or otherwise. And on that note, while you're all making your donations, we'll talk about some books for a little bit. So Jada, what did you want to talk about today?
I just finished reading Uncle Tom's Cabin, and it's one of the few books I've ever read in my life that makes me have tears in my eyes. So good book, because, you know, if I don't get tears, it's not that touchy-feely. It's a book about a bunch of... It starts out with this family who owns a bunch of slaves, and they're very nice, they're slaves. And then the owner of slaves ends up, because of debt, having to sell three of the characters, this girl named Eliza and her kid, and a man named Tom. who has a family and stuff. So Eliza decides to run away, and Tom ends up going to a person who's also. And Tom in this book is a devout Christian, and he uses his religion, like, and he preaches to help keep morale up and such. And it's actually very hard to talk about it without spoiling too much of it, because a lot of this main parts of the story happens in action. So yeah, but it's a really good book. It's a classic, at least to hear in America, so I suggest reading it.
Did you have a favorite character in the book?
There were these characters part of the middle of the story, and then they died, and that made me very sad.
Oh, yeah, that's sad. Was it easy to read? I know that you've had some books that you've read that you thought were really challenging in the way they were written, that were older books. Was the language pretty accessible?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, to the greatest extent, it was written in a way that, you know, showed the accent, so it was kind of hard to read some parts, but it wasn't too bad. The only part that really annoyed me was a part where the girl Eliza was with Quakers, so they said thee and thy and that kind of stuff a lot, and it was just not my most favorite thing in the world to read, but yeah.
Have you finished reading it?
Yeah, I just finished
it. Oh, cool. It's a pretty long book.
It is.
And I was just looking it up. I guess it was published in two volumes. I guess it was first introduced as part of a periodical, like a abolitionist periodical, back in 1851. And it was popular enough that it was expanded and published as a novel. Fascinating. You seem to read a lot of classics. Do you do that by choice, or are you... Are you...
Get the enrichment of the classic. So I'm getting the enrichment of the classics.
Do you choose which ones you want to read, or
yeah,
you assigned them?
Next, I think I'm going to read Sherlock Holmes, because that sounds like
cool. I don't read a lot of classics, although I have read a number in my life, but I do like to read them on occasion. It's interesting reading these books that are still popular today that were written so long ago, and to think about like the different times when they're sort of received, like the first, when they first came out, what the reception would have been like as opposed to now. That's very cool. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on the book.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here. I have some books that I was going to share that I have not yet read that recently were released. I thought I would share the descriptions for them, because they're all ones that I'm excited to read. So the first book that I wanted to share is a book called Like a Charm by Elle McNichol. And actually, all three of the books I'm going to share today are suggested for ages 9 to 11 and grades 4 to 6, although, of course, there will be other ages of readers that will like these books too. So the first one is called Like a Charm by Elle McNichol, who also wrote a very popular book called A Kind of Spark, as well as Show Us Who You Are, and some other titles. But this is the description for this one. Ramya Knox is used to feeling cursed. People only notice her long enough to call her a troublemaker. Except Grandpa. He sees Ramya and her neurodiversity as enchanting. But when Grandpa dies, Ramya's world loses its charm, until she discovers he left behind one big secret: that magic is real and Ramya can see it. Trolls, vampires, kelpies, and more fantastical beings hide in the shadows for Ramya to discover. But the hidden folk need protection from the most dangerous creatures of all, the sirens. These beautiful monsters use their voices to get whatever they want, and lately they want power. And anyone who resists, anyone who is different, simply disappears. It's up to Ramya to finish her grandpa's work and expose the sirens for the villains they are, before their voices frown out the human and hidden worlds forever.
That had an unexpected twist to it that I'm not sure makes you want to read it.
What was the twist?
That it was about magic. I would have liked to know that from the start, people. I'd like to know what I'm getting into.
Well, I guess if you read the description, you know.
From the title.
Well, wouldn't that charm imply that it's got some magic.
Charm could mean literally anything from bracelet charms, or keepsakes, friendship. I think I've been reading too many camp stories.
Too many camp stories. That sounds fun. Maybe not the too much part, but I like a good camp story. Reminds me of my times at camp as a kid. I guess unless it's a spooky one, that's a little different. I don't need any spooky camp stories. All right. So that was Like a Charm by L. McNichol, out currently. You can find it at your local bookstore, library, wherever else you get books. The next title I want to mention, also for ages 9 to 11, grades 4 to 6, is Remember Us by Jacqueline Woodson, who's written so many amazing books. Couldn't possibly list them all. She's done picture books, middle grade chapter books, teen books, adult books. She's written for all ages, and some of my favorite books, especially for tweens, are by Jacqueline Woodson. I loved After Tupac and Dee Foster, Locomotion and Peace Locomotion. Also did Brown Girl Dreaming. Oh, what was her most recent one that was so good? I guess it's not the most recent. One of her most recent ones. That was one of my favorites, but I always forget the name. What were you called? Oh, Before the Ever After. That book is so good. She's a really amazing author who's written a lot of great books. But her latest is called Remember Us, and this is the description. It seems like Sage's whole world is on fire the summer before she starts seventh grade. As house after house burns down, her Bushwick neighborhood gets referred to as the Matchbox in the local newspaper. And while Sage prefers to spend her time shooting hoops with the guys, she's also still trying to figure out her place inside the circle of girls she's known since childhood, a group that each day feels further and further away from her. But it's also the summer of Freddie, a new kid who truly gets Sage. Together, they reckon with the pain of missing the things that get left behind as time moves on, savor what's good in the present, and buoy each other up in the face of destruction. And when the future comes, it is Sage's memories of the past that show her the way forward. Remember Us speaks to the power of both letting go and holding on. That is Remember Us by Jacqueline Woodson. I can't wait to read that one. It sounds like a story that many people could relate to in terms of especially the sort of shifting friendships and trying to figure out your place amongst a group of people and how that changes over time. So I think a lot of people could relate to that. And then the backdrop of a time period when there seemed to be a lot of different fires being set also adds an element to it that I think will be interesting. So I'm excited to check that one out. That one has also been released, so feel free to check it out too. And lastly, there's a new book from Lily Williams and Karen Schneeman called Look on the Bright Side. And this is a follow-up to their middle grade novel, Go with the Flow, which was an Eisner-nominated middle grade graphic novel. It's suggested for ages 9 to 11 and grades 4 to 6. So this is a follow-up, so it follows along with four characters from the first book, Britt, Abby, Christine, and Sasha. So here's the description for this one. Old friends, new loves, the future is looking bright. A new year of school is starting, and Britt finds herself struggling with feelings for a seemingly rude boy from class who might have a soft side. Meanwhile, Christine can't deny that she likes her best friend, Abby, as more than just a friend. The only question is, does Abby have feelings for Christine too? And will their feelings for each other mess things up in their friend group? Misunderstandings, betrayal, and jealousy are bound to get in the way. But hey, look on the bright side. They're in this together, always. And yeah, so that's the description for Look on the Bright Side by Lily Williams and Karen Schneeman, a middle grade graphic novel, follow-up to Go with the Flow, which I also suggest to listeners if they haven't read it yet. And so those are the new releases from this week that I decided to highlight. Is there anything on your to-read list that you're most looking forward to reading?
Not particularly. I just want to read some new books, you know, books that are fun. I'm actually working on a book myself.
Like writing a book?
I just got tired of not being able to find the kind of book that I want to find, so I'm going to write it myself.
Cool. That is a good plan. I have a lot of books on my to-read list, but one of my choices for this month, which is like leading up to